Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. In the late 1400s, a syphilis outbreak raged across Europe, killing up to 5 million people. For centuries, Columbus was blamed for bringing the bacteria back from the New World.
But scientists have never found historical evidence of the bacteria in the Americas, until now. When studying 2,000-year-old remains of a burial site in Brazil, infection on the bones suggested a syphilis-like illness.
When scientists did a DNA analysis, they found the Treponema genome, which is the bacteria that causes syphilis, and several other diseases such as yaws or Behel.
Then they got enough DNA to discover the bacteria were similar to modern-day subspecies of Treponema that causes Behel.
Treponema pallidum endemicum causes lesions of the skin and bones that begin in the mouth. Eventually, it deforms the bones and face.
But this doesn't prove Columbus brought syphilis back from the New World, since the infection that spread in Europe was a sexually transmitted one. And scientists have since discovered that syphilis may have already been in Europe decades before Columbus's return.
One study found T. pallidum pallidum, which is sexually transmitted, in human remains in Finland, Estonia, and the Netherlands from the early modern period beginning in the early 1400s.
What this latest finding does tell us is that this is the earliest discovery of Treponema bacterium in the world, and that it may have first evolved to infect humans as far back as 12,000 years ago.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.